you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Several traffic crashes in West Wichita overnight and more crashes this morning. We have the story.
President Trump suggesting that the United States rebuild Gaza. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The future of the Crown Uptown Theater is in question. We'll tell you why coming up.
Man arrested in connection to a deadly Hutchinson house fire. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Law enforcement is investigating after a shooter opened fire at a warehouse in an Ohio town. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
The manhunt is underway following a mass shooting at a manufacturing plant in New Albany. That's a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. At least one person is dead and five others have been transported to local hospitals. The extent of their injuries remains unknown. Police also telling local media that a suspect has been identified but is no longer believed to be in the area. It is believed he left shortly after opening fire. The shooting happened inside a plant that makes cosmetics, and police are evacuating all employees from the building.
No motive has been disclosed, and a firearm was recovered at the scene. Victims are recovering in local hospitals.
President Trump is proposing United States ownership of the Gaza Strip to redevelop it.
President Trump says he won't rule out deploying U.S. troops to support a U.S.-owned reconstruction of Gaza.
We'll do what is necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that.
Standing alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the president says he wants the U.S. to take ownership of Gaza and have Palestinians resettled in Jordan, Egypt, and elsewhere.
We're going to develop it, create thousands and thousands of jobs, and it'll be something that the entire Middle East can be very proud of.
Earlier, President Trump described war-torn Gaza as a demolition zone, saying he does not think people should be going back. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
First responders were busy around midnight in West Wichita. Drizzle and sub-freezing temperatures resulted in slick highways and at least four accidents on ramps and elevated roadways on Kellogg and I-235. Two of the accidents were rollovers. Several injuries reported, at least one of them serious. The accidents occurred between 11:45 Tuesday night, 12:30 this morning, and then they started up again this morning. Jad Chambers has one right now, Jad.
That's right. This one eastbound on Kellogg between Dugan and Hoover, and you'll note that's pretty close to that I-235 where that's been so bad this morning. So, yeah, those elevated roadways, slippery this morning. Be careful. The Crown Uptown Theater near Douglas and Hillside in East Wichita will not be allowed to expand.
The Wichita City Council unanimously voted to deny that motion at Tuesday's meeting. Back in October, the owner stated he wanted to expand the facility to increase capacity to over 2,000 people. Scott Wadle with the planning department was asked what would happen next.
The applicant has indicated multiple options that they may pursue in the future. One of those is to demolish the building. There is a process that was described as part of the staff report for addressing that and considering that.
That means the city could temporarily block demolition since the theater is identified by the city as a historic site. Other alternatives include using the building for storage or as a shelter. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And any motion to block demolition cannot exceed 30 days, except if extended by the council.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at helping people who live in a polluted area around 29th and Grove in northeast Wichita. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
The county is going to entertain through a MOA a local contribution of $125,000 to help match some funds that the city of Wichita has provided, that some local organizations will be providing, and the state of Kansas will be providing to help with testing for those that have been impacted in the 29th and Grove contamination area.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
A man has been arrested in connection to the deaths of a woman and a child in a house fire in Hutchinson.
The fire broke out early Saturday in the 1000 block of East 3rd. 32-year-old Kelsey Payton and 4-year-old Naomi Payton died in the blaze. Their bodies were discovered inside of the structure. The 37-year-old suspect and Naomi's 6-year-old sister were both transported to a Hutchinson hospital for treatment. The girl was later transferred to a Wichita hospital where she was treated and released. The man was booked into the Reno County Correctional Facility Tuesday on suspicion of 2 counts of first-degree murder and aggravated arson, among other charges. Formal charges are pending. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We are 4 days out from the Super Bowl. We'll see what's going on down in New Orleans coming up in sports.
Thousands of stolen eggs in Pennsylvania. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. President Donald Trump will sign an executive order today designed to prevent people who are biologically assigned male at birth from participating in women's or girls' sporting events. The order, which Trump is expected to sign at an afternoon ceremony, marks another aggressive shift by the president's second administration in the way the federal government deals with transgender people and their rights.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Harry Stewart, Jr., a decorated World War II pilot who broke racial barriers as a Tuskegee Airman, earning honors for his combat heroism, has died. He was 100 years old. Stewart was one of the last surviving combat pilots of the famed 332nd Fighter Group, also known as the Tuskegee Airmen. The group, the nation's first black military pilots.
Two more of President Trump's nominees have been confirmed, and two others are now out of committee as we await the Senate Judiciary's decision Thursday regarding Kash Patel as FBI director.
The Senate confirmed former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins as Veterans Affairs Secretary and Pam Bondi as Attorney General. Health and Human Services nominee RFK Jr. got out of the Senate Finance Committee with Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy's vote for him after extracting some promises.
Aside from he and I meeting regularly, he will come before the HELP Committee on a quarterly basis if requested. He committed that the HELP Committee chair, whether it's me or someone else, may choose a representative on any board or commission formed to review vaccine safety.
Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard was voted out of the Senate Intel Committee. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Kash Patel's nomination for FBI director Thursday morning. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A councilwoman in Colorado is urging residents to help illegal immigrants avoid capture.
Denver Councilwoman Stacey Gilmore is encouraging local residents to report ICE activity to her more than 600 volunteers who are available 24/7. Shortly after President Trump took office, Gilmore used multiple social media platforms laying out instructions in English and Spanish on how to avoid ICE and what to do if people saw them. Denver has reportedly accepted more than 45,000 migrants since 2022. One report shows the city has spent more than $356 million in taxpayer money on services for migrants. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
100,000 eggs worth $40,000 were stolen from a Pennsylvania business.
The eggs stolen from a distribution trailer in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Egg prices are soaring across the nation. The national average cost of a dozen eggs exceeding $4. And the ag department says they could go up another 20% before the year's over. Experts blame the high cost of eggs on a bird flu outbreak that's resulted in the slaughtering of millions of chickens each month. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:11. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And be very careful out there. We've got the winter weather advisory until noon today, and the roadways are very slippery. Just a little bit ago, we told you about a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg between Dugan and Hoover. Got a call from traffic tracker Kirk just a little bit ago. Kirk was saying that accident's blocking all three lanes of traffic, and things are more or less at a standstill there. So just be extra careful out there today. We've had several traffic accidents on I-235, a couple right there by Kellogg, another one up by K-96, and another several up by Broadway. So things are pretty bad on the roadways this morning. Be careful. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing real fine.
Yeah, when it's time to leave work, you know, you guys make sure that you're being careful, too, because that winter weather advisory that Jad mentioned, that's actually going to be in effect through noon. So that means we have the rest of the morning to go. I'm looking at the time right now, and it's 7:12. Steve, not to take your job, given the time. Yeah, still have at least, a few more hours to get through this slick morning. But the rest of the forecast, it looks like when it comes to our temperatures later on this afternoon, you know, once that threat of icy roads kind of wraps up, it's going to be cold still, even during the warmest part of the day, high of 39 degrees and only dropping down several degrees tonight. We're going to dip down to a low of only 36. So we should be able to stay above freezing. During the overnight, skies will gradually clear out too, eventually turning partly cloudy. So that's how we'll have our skies tomorrow. Just a mixture of sunshine and clouds for our Thursday. Not as cold either, with a high of 48 degrees. There is going to be a northerly breeze, though, that's going to feel a bit brisk at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, still gaining a few degrees, 50 degrees for the high on Friday, partly to mainly cloudy sky. Saturday, 51. Skies kind of clearing back out, but there will be some wind if you do have any plans to do some outdoor chores or errands on Saturday. Sunday, 40 degrees, starting to cool back down. We're starting to turn colder now. Not expecting any active weather, though, for anybody that's going to be heading over to either a friend's house or maybe a restaurant to watch that big game. Monday, 42, and then Tuesday, really starting to trend colder with a high of 35, and there's also going to be a chance for snow next Tuesday, too. Right now, we're at 29 degrees, northeast wind, fairly light, 7 miles an hour, making it feel like 22 degrees, though. And, of course, freezing fog, mist, drizzle, a little bit of everything as we go through the morning.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Stephen Head in the morning. Yeah, the driving conditions are not good this morning. Pretty bad. So take it easy out there. Kind of slick, especially on 235 for some reason. We had a cloudy, misty, breezy day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature, just 32 degrees. Normal high for the 8:46.
Yeah, half of what it was the day before. Yeah, I just could not warm up yesterday.
And even freezing.
Oof. Yeah.
Stay inside and get underneath a blanket, I guess. Thing to do yesterday. All right, February 5th. On this date in 2023, Beyonce won her 32nd Grammy to become the most decorated artist in the history of the award. That was 2 years ago.
She's piled on more since.
Got more since.
Just a couple nights ago, she got some more.
I don't know any of her songs, do you? Give me one title?
Nah.
Okay. Beyonce, a big star. Almost.
I know it when I hear it.
Okay. Here's one for you. Barbara Hershey turning 77 today.
Oh.
Hannah and her sisters, Beaches, The Natural. She was the woman who shot Roy.
Yeah.
And Hoosiers.
Hoosiers is what comes to mind when I think of Barbara Hershey.
I thought she was great. She played a teacher who was concerned about this young man, and I thought she was great. Everything she's ever done, I thought was pretty good. So, yeah, Barbara Hershey is 77 years old.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, these accidents we've been having since midnight, I keep hearing the word rollover, so.
Ooh.
A lot of these vehicles are going on
that's
the side.
That's worse than sliding off. You're actually tumbling. That's
we're actually
not
tumbling.
Ooh, boy.
I forgot to mention to our good friend, Ronnell Williams, that today is National Weather Persons
Day. Yeah, I thought you were going to mention it.
I just slipped past my mind. I mean, I don't know why, but it is National Weather Persons Day, meaning all the meteorologists on TV, radio, and folks who tell you about the weather every day. It's a big part of our job, making sure that you know about the weather so you can dress appropriately and behave on the highways. All right, Stephen, 10 in the morning. When we were growing up, who were the weathermen that we knew when we were growing up, Ted, and back in the old days on TV? I'm thinking of
Well, you go back further than me.
My
recollection is Jim O'Donnell.
Jim O'Donnell, sure.
There was an old gentleman named Ellis Pike who seemed like he was about 105 years old, who was a weatherman
Ellis
when I was growing up.
I think he had actually worked for the National Weather Service for years, And Ellis knew what he was talking about, I guess.
And Cecil Carrier, of course.
Worked with Cecil.
Legendary weather guy on radio and TV when I was growing up.
He became a good friend of mine. We did some things together, and Cecil's a great, loved his family. Who else? I don't know. He goes back to Channel 3 when it was him and Greg Gamer was anchoring, and Webb Smith. Remember that trio?
Of course I do.
Oh, they had killer ratings. They were great. So, yeah, it goes back a ways.
Before Webb passed, sports guy, I asked him to be on my sports talk show.
I'll bet it was
He politely declined.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was retired, and he really didn't want to get into it. He was very polite to me. I asked him, I said, you sure? I'd love to have you on for an hour. And he turned me down. Yeah. I wish he'd come on with me.
Should offer him a lunch. I knew you were done it for that. All right, national weather.
National weather guy. And then, of course, the next round of people, you had guys like Mike Smith.
Mike Smith.
You had Dave Freeman, Merrill Teller.
Merrill Teller, yeah.
Those guys were all longtime TV meteorologists.
Yeah, we got to work with all those guys.
Yeah.
And we worked with Merrill, yeah. Anyway.
Wasn't Merrill in your Hall of Fame class? In the Kansas Association of Broadcast?
Kansas KAB Hall of Fame. Class of 2008. Yeah, Merrill was in the class.
You and Merrill and...
And Mitch.
Mitch Holtus.
Mitch Holtus.
From the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That was like a star-studded class.
Family night. All right. 7:18, Steve at 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. We're 4 days out from the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles at the Superdome in New Orleans on Sunday.
The Kansas City Chiefs have an opportunity to accomplish what no NFL team has done before. Lift the Lombardi Trophy in three consecutive seasons. And Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes knows what's on the line.
We're one win away from going out and completing history, so I'm excited for it.
That was courtesy of the Chiefs as Mahomes spoke with the media Tuesday in New Orleans. But it's not just Kansas City that can make history. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is looking to enter the record books himself. Barkley enters the Super Bowl 30 yards shy of breaking the NFL season rushing record, including the playoffs, set by Terrell Davis in 1998. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Of course, Super Bowl on Sunday, the Chiefs and the Eagles. You can hear that live right here on KNSS. Chiefs pregame coverage at 3 o'clock, and then we go to national coverage of the game, and then we rejoin the Chiefs Network for the postgame show right here on KNSS on Sunday for the Super Bowl. All right, college men's basketball last night. The Shockers on the road at Charlotte, the only team the Shockers have defeated in conference play this season, and that held true after last night, too. The Shockers win at Charlotte. 66-58 was the final score. Shocks were down 10 points in the first half and then roared back and won it by 8 points. Mike Kennedy with the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN. Big night for Corey Washington.
Looking to see if he can make a move. Thomas lurking there to double team. Handoff to Washington, who gets it. It hung on the rim, slid around the back of the rim, and fell in.
Corey Washington, 21 points, 10 rebounds. As the Shockers pick up their first road win in 3 months since the season opener. Shocks beat Charlotte. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
I thought everybody, again, you're not plus 10 on the glass because you don't have contributions from everybody. And, you know, there's obviously some things that we could clean up. I think of their 7-0 boards. You know, I can point to some opportunities there that need to get better in as we move forward.
Shocks get the win and snap a four-game losing streak in the process. Shocks pick up their second conference win. Both wins are over Charlotte. We go over to Kansas State men's basketball late last night in Tempe on the road at Arizona State. K-State started out the game down 15-0 to begin the game.
Yikes.
But at least when you're down that early, there's a lot of basketball left. K-State came back and had the lead by halftime. Boy, it came down to some big possessions in the second half. Wyatt Thompson with the call last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Hands it off to Doug McDaniel. He'll drive, pitch it back out to Coleman. Three-pointer on the way. Swish! He got it! Coleman Hawkins with 11, his second three ball. 9 for the Cats, and K-State leads it now with a minute 20 to go. 69-67.
Arizona State missed two free throws at the end of the game, and K-State won it. 71-70 was the final score. Hey, Kansas State now on a four-game winning streak. Here's K-State head coach Jerome Tang.
You know, for us to be able to
And I'm looking at stat sheet, but I hate this stat sheet. You know, I think
we won
the rebounding battle.
Yeah.
You know, and we won the points in the paint. Mm-hmm. And then we only turned it over 11 times, and we had 20 assists on 27 made buckets.
That's pretty good. David Gasson led the Wildcats with 22 points, 8 of 11 shooting. And like we said, the Wildcats now on a 4-game winning streak. JUCO men's basketball tonight, 18th-ranked Butler Community College on the road at 22nd-ranked Barton. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7:15 tonight, and that's over on KFH. And college women's basketball tonight at Coke Arena, 6 o'clock tip-off, Wichita State hosting Florida Atlantic. And I will be the guest public address announcer for the Shocker women tonight at Coke Arena. Looking forward to that. Sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. You should take a vacation once in a while. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Wednesday morning, 29 degrees. The White House is anticipating a continued spike in federal resignations ahead of a Thursday deadline for a buyout offer.
Nearly all federal employees were offered a buyout as part of President Trump's plan for remote government workers to return to the office 5 days a week or resign. Employees have until tomorrow to take the offer, and reportedly thousands have, with the White House telling Fox News the number of deferred resignations is expected to spike ahead of the deadline. Government workers who choose to take the offer will retain all pay and benefits and be exempt from in-person work through September. If 10% of eligible workers take the offer, which the Trump administration expects, then taxpayers would save close to $11 billion annually. Jeff Manosto, Fox News.
The buyouts do not apply to positions such as military personnel, the U.S. Postal Service, or roles related to immigration enforcement and national security.
Police in Salina say a man was shot after confronting officers yesterday morning. Police responded to a domestic disturbance, finding an armed man who pointed a weapon and barricaded himself and a hostage inside a home. During the incident, the suspect was shot by police and hospitalized. No law enforcement officers were injured. The KBI is now investigating.
More than $100,000 has been raised so far for families impacted by the American Airlines crash in Washington, D.C. Officials say people from 28 states and Canada have donated to ICT Together. Courtney Bankston with the Wichita Foundation says they are working with the foundation in Washington to collect as much as possible.
There will need to be quite a few dollars raised to be able to make a true, really systemic impact in their lives. So I'm hopeful that we can keep upping the fund here and in D.C. so that we can get as much as we can in support to the families.
Once the funds are collected, the Wichita Foundation will distribute the money to organizations that are helping the families.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran, speaking on the Senate floor yesterday, encouraging his colleagues to confirm former Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia as the new Secretary of the VA.
I want a VA Secretary who understands the VA's mission. I want a Secretary who will put veterans first. I want a Secretary who recognizes the VA's importance in serving veterans and contributing to a safe and successful future for our nation. The success they had in uniform, I want them to have that success as a veteran, as a civilian, as a citizen. Congressman Collins is that person.
The Senate voted to confirm Collins, an Air Force veteran, as the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The vote was 77-23.
NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter is giving scientists a better idea about the moon's natural history.
New research shows that when an asteroid slammed into the moon about 3.8 billion years ago, it actually carved out a pair of Grand Canyons on the lunar far side. Based on the size of these canyons, scientists estimate this asteroid was at least 15 miles wide, traveling at nearly a mile per second. This is actually good news for NASA scientists who are looking to land astronauts on the Earth-facing side, untouched by that impact. They also figured out the debris from the crash will not be on the Earth-facing side, keeping older rocks from 4 billion-plus years ago exposed for collection by moonwalkers. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Please drive safely this morning and use extra caution. Winter weather advisory going to be in effect through noon due to the potential of freezing drizzle throughout our morning hours. Could create a light glaze of ice on our roads, making things slick. Cold high of 39. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron Williams.
And now we have fog and mist. We have a north wind at 7 miles per hour and 29 degrees at Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here, and of course the community still reeling from the accident last week, the air crash, a flight from Wichita crashing into a helicopter, into the airliner, and all 67 people involved have perished. At City Hall Tuesday here in Wichita, there was a touching moment involving Mayor Lily Wu.
I would first like to offer our condolences to the families of the 67 individuals who perished in last week's tragedy. Because of that, and because NTSB and American Airlines will not be releasing the manifest, we only know the names of the individuals from families that have self-reported who those family members are. So at this moment, we would like to ask if we can have a moment of silence, 67 seconds to be exact.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, a moment of silence at the city council meeting yesterday. 7:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And let's talk about something a little more cheerful, I guess, and that is the Super Bowl coming up Sunday right here on KNSS, Ed. How about that?
And getting close.
I've got some numbers. Been doing our crack research department has been busily compiling numbers so that we can all get kind of a handle or get our arms around the Super Bowl and what it means in terms of practical numbers and statistics. The average cost for a party of 10 people this year, $139. That's a 0.1% increase compared to last year. That's according to Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute's Super Bowl Food Report. Yeah, it's official then, huh?
You're feeding 10... It's only $13 a person. That doesn't seem
cheap.
Like too bad.
Yeah. Some game day favorites like chicken wings, raw, not frozen, saw a price increase of 7.2% compared to last year per the report. Fewer chickens out there now. This year's Super Bowl tickets are at lower prices compared to the same point as last year.
Hmm.
This is according to SeatGeek. Average ticket price, $6,797, just under $68. And that's $6,800 per SeatGeek.
Yeah, one tip for one ticket.
Significantly less than last year, it says here. Meanwhile,
well, last year was a smaller stadium.
Oh,
Superdome's okay. A big stadium.
Meanwhile, the most expensive stadium seats, located at center field behind the Eagles, are going for just under $23,000, $22,975.
For one ticket.
One ticket.
For a game you could listen to for free on KNSS.
That's right. On SeatGeek, inexpensive faraway tickets are selling between $4,000 and $5,000, depending on the row. So if you're way up there in the cheap seats, the cheap seats are $4,000 to $5,000.
The so-called cheap seats.
Yeah.
$4,000.
Not cheap to me. I think that's a lot of money myself. And according to SportsKeeda, the national average for a 25-ounce can of Bud Light is $3 at convenience stores. But the expected cost of a can at Sunday's
big
game...
Yeah, how much do you pay at the game?
$17.50.
Whoa! For a can of beer, $17.
Last season, a 25-ounce can of Michelob Ultra was $17 at the Super Bowl. But 25 ounces, yeah.
If you can afford the $4,000 ticket, another $17 for a beer.
How big is 25 ounces? How many is it as big as this container I have here?
It's smaller than that container.
Yeah. Oh, I'm usually getting drinks that are like 12 ounces, but I know what you're talking about, the great big cans. 17 and a half, so you can afford one. I had one at Busch Stadium last summer with.
I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
No, it was. Yeah,
it had to be about $10.
I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't $3, and it certainly wasn't $17.50. But those people at the Busch Stadium in St. Louis, oh, the vendors, the people who, you know, I've got my little tickets on my cell phone. Of course, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. But there's a young guy there. He says, come over here. He says, look here. Here's your idea. Boom. And he gets us in. And he knew he could spot us and knew I was going to have trouble. But the people in St. Louis are just terrific. I mean, the ones we encountered were all wonderful. So they know what they're doing. They got a great product. Call the Cardinals in the city, and they know what they're doing. All right, Ted. Super Bowl, what is this, 59?
59, the 59th.
Then, of course, coming up Friday, we'll be talking with Mitch Holthus. And tomorrow we talk to Mitch a little bit, too.
Well, we won't talk to him, but he'll be on with his 60-second preview of the Super Bowl on the Minute with Mitch on Thursday morning, and then our live visit with Mitch on Friday morning.
Minute with Mitch. How about that? Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and if you're just tuning in and you're out driving, you probably already know that it's slick out there in spots. And especially this morning on 235, that highway up to the north, out around Broadway, out to the west, they've had rollover accidents, people sliding off and rolling over. Wow.
Seems to be worse on the west side.
Seems to be, or was at least an hour or two ago. Okay, so in the news this morning, we had a train derailment in North Wichita yesterday afternoon, 21st and Mosley. That's right up there near Broadway, and it closed down the 21st and and Mosley, I guess, for several hours. There were six train cars involved, and they were all put back on the track now.
So okay.
They're moving through there. Jad, what do you got?
There have been some road closures there for quite a few weeks now.
Yeah. Jad, what's up?
Right now, it just kind of appears that the traffic volumes continue to kind of be heavy. People trying to get around, and of course, you can see some people moving, you know, at a very slow pace, and that's probably a good idea. But it does look like things are getting a little bit better out there right now. It's kind of difficult to tell, but everybody now, it does look like you've got at least one lane being, you know, cautious enough, and another lane where people are being fairly reckless. So,
that's
pretty human, common out there right now.
Human common, yeah. Human yeah, nature.
Exactly. But, still got accidents in that area around Kellogg and Dugan between there and I-235. We've got a traffic accident now pretty close, a little bit closer to Kellogg and the Central Business District between there and I-135. So, right. Some areas to watch out for, yeah.
Take it easy this morning. We'll keep you posted. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. The Wichita City Council denying a request to expand Crown Uptown Theater. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. 7:46 on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission will consider aid for medical testing of residents in a polluted area of northeast Wichita.
Two.
Wichita City Council turns down expansion of the Crown Uptown Theater. Concerns for impact on the neighborhood.
One.
Trump proposes that the U.S. take over Gaza and build and redevelop the war-torn territory. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Dispatchers for Sedgwick County just telling everyone to slow down out there. They made an announcement saying that the roadways are very slippery and icy. At one point, even referring to 21st Street on the west side as a, quote, sheet of ice. Be very careful out there. We've got this winter weather advisory until noon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
20% chance for freezing drizzle and rain today with a high of 40 degrees. Yesterday's high was just 32, so a little warmer today. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 33. And then on Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 49. Right now we have fog and a mist and a north wind at 7 miles per hour. And 29 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNS. So at 29 degrees, of course, 3 degrees cooler than freezing. Apple's new feature allows you to invite people to events.
Fox on 10.
Want to send out invites to your party?
Apple has a new app for that. Apple is announcing Apple Invites, and it is just as it sounds. It's a new tool for inviting people to an event, managing your guest list, and everything else associated with putting together things from conference calls to soirees. Certainly, it's not the first app or service to be used for event planning. Evite has long been a favorite, but Apple Invites works directly with iCloud Plus, allowing for creating invites using one's photos or curated stock images or an AI-created image using Apple's Image Playground. Even soundtracks from your Apple Music playlist can be added, and your invitees can listen. RSVPs get entered into calendars, and anyone can send an RSVP, even people not using Apple devices. Attendees will be able to share photos and videos in an event album for all people to see. Apple Invites requires iOS 18. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
A positive close on Wall Street after China responds to tariffs.
Stocks finishing higher and staging a small recovery from Monday despite China's retaliation against new U.S. tariffs. Investors also digested the latest batch of earnings reports. Tech was the biggest winner in the S&P 500 sectors. Shares of Palantir Technologies, a big winner today on Wall Street with its shares up 24% for its best day on record after the data analytics company reported strong sales growth and said demand for its AI products keeps growing. The Dow winners, Apple, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow declined. Merck, United Health Group, and Coca-Cola. The Dow rising 134 points, the Nasdaq higher by 262, S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The Wichita City Council unanimously denying an amended version of the Crown Uptown Theater owner's occupancy request, which would change the maximum limit from about 2,000 people to a number to be determined by the fire department. In the near term, that vote ends a months-long attempt by the theater's owner to increase the building's occupancy. Otherwise, he could potentially sell it or tear it down. Council District 1 council member Brandon Johnson, whose district encompasses the College Hill Theater in East Wichita, said that he had a number of concerns with the owner's request. As Johnson said at the meeting yesterday, quote, the proposed amendment would allow a more intense use and would have a detrimental impact on neighboring properties. And those impacts also include parking and congestion in the area.
The Charles Koch Foundation, the D.C. area-based nonprofit founded by Wichita businessman Charles Koch, has partnered on an initiative to help mid-sized local companies attract and retain employees. A grant from the Charles Koch Foundation will support up to 15 companies to participate in the Kansas Leadership Center's Workforce Innovators Program, according to a news release from the KLC. Through the partnership, 3 to 5 employees from the mid-sized companies will be able to learn skills to lead change in their organizations, create a culture of innovation, and leverage a more energized workforce. KLC President and CEO K. Monk Morgan said, and the Workforce Innovators Program targets companies with between 200 and 1,000 employees, as well as small companies that anticipate growth to that size in the next 2 to 3 years. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning. All right, Ted, today is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Athletics playing an important role in girls' lives. Besides helping to establish a routine for a healthy, active lifestyle, sports build, of course, confidence, leadership skills, the ability to work with a team, and how to get yourself in shape with a lot of sweating and running. Very little organized sports for women and girls, for us baby boomers, folks my age. I can't remember any at all. And Shelly, of course, my wife, never participated. She said she did play volleyball. She did that.
Oh, there you go.
But not competitively, you know, just in gym class or whatever. She and I would, a few years ago, at the church we were going, neighborhood church we were going to, they had co-ed volleyball going on, so we signed up, and we've got to play one winter. Just first time Shelly and I had ever done anything like that. It was kind of fun, a good way to socialize and so forth. Now, when you were in school, of course, a generation behind, they started to have organized inter-school sports, right?
For sure women. Did. Oh, yeah.
And it became a big deal. I know when I was at KEYN in the 70s, they were starting that out and getting it going. And, we had a basketball team, the station basketball team, and we'd go out and we would play town teams. We played the girls' town teams. Of course, they just beat the heck out of us. Every time, as they should. They were already way ahead of us. We just did it for fun and maybe to help them raise some money or whatever. So it was fun. And then my daughter came along and she did, not in school, but she did some, you know, the basketball down at the Y and stuff like that. So that's the way she competed. And now my granddaughters, all of them have been in, you know, soccer, basketball, you name it. So anyway, we are celebrating Women in Athletics Day today. I think it's a great idea. Anything special going on? I know you've got a special, PA job going on tonight, Ted.
I'm the guest public address announcer tonight for Shocker Women's Basketball at Coke Arena.
Have you done the last
scheduled appearance for the women this season.
For this season? All right. Well, good for you.
So I'll be looking forward to that tonight.
All right. Just another precaution for you. If you're heading out the door and you're going to drive around the city anywhere this morning, we've got some slick roadways out there, and folks have been running into each other. We've had, I think, at least one accident I copied earlier this morning where somebody was seriously hurt. There have been people injured, a lot of rollover accidents. So take it easy out there because the roadways are slick this morning, and we're having accidents. I can't envision. I just looked out the window a while ago. It's misty and foggy. I can't imagine anybody driving without their lights on, but I'll bet there are a few people doing that this morning.
Well, you can't imagine it, but if you're looking at those...
Are you seeing it on there? Which way?
Yeah, if you're looking at the traffic cameras, you can see it.
Not one out of eight, right? I think is about what I usually see.
Just keep your headlights on.
Headlights on. Pay attention. All right, coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, stay with Steve and Ted this morning. We have the latest on a mass shooting in Ohio and a strange suggestion from President Trump. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we are 4 days out from the Super Bowl. We'll hear some more of what's going on with the Chiefs and the Eagles from New Orleans. That'll be coming up in sports.
We have entertainment news, The Blur, always a treat.
Yeah, we have a couple of interesting actors that will show up in entertainment news in The Blur.
And crucial traffic.
That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
Crucial traffic and weather information in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.